The Daily Beast is calling Missouri Congressman Todd Akin Lazarus because he seems to have risen from the political dead after his bogus claim that women's bodies could somehow prevent pregnancy if they were really being raped. Even Republican leaders asked him to drop out of the race. He refused, apologized for the remark, and now some polls show him ahead of sitting Senator Claire McCaskill. Last night, the candidates met for their second and final debate, and no one even brought up the bogus legitimate rape claim. Joe Manis is a political reporter with the St. Louis Beacon. Joe, start there. Why wasn't that comment brought up after all that furor?
Well, it surprised me as well, and other reporters there, and some of the organizers told me later that it had been handled and they wanted to deal with other topics. Now, McCaskill said she was surprised that it didn't come up, and she decided that she didn't want to just bring it up on her own.
Well, she felt, she's quoted in your article as saying that she felt that might be piling on, but it sort of has shades of President Obama never bringing up the 47% comment in the first debate. Some people thought that was a real miss. What's your sense? Because this is one issue that people nationwide are aware of. We'll get to the others. But is there a sense that people are thinking, gee, she should have anyway? She shouldn't have been afraid of doing it? Or is there a sense that, you know, it's been all over the place and she would have lost points for bringing it up?
Well, tactically, I'm not sure. In some ways, a case could be made that since she did bring up equal pay and some other women's issues, that she probably could have worked it in there. She says because she thought it would be piling on. But of course, he gave the final closing statement and he went after his biggest attack line against her. And that kind of stunned her because he hadn't brought it up during the debate, which is her husband's business dealings.
Let's listen to that and explain this to us. This is Congressman Akin focusing on Claire McCaskill's wealth and in recent ads accusing her husband of making $39 million from business interests, his business interests, that receive low-income housing subsidies. Let's listen to a portion of that.
She has gotten rich making making a business that takes advantage of other people being in poverty. She transferred $39 million to her home business, and there was no record of transparency whatsoever.
That's quite a charge to go off the stage on. What is the story there?
Okay, here's the story. Her husband, Joe Shepherd, has a variety of businesses, and he has interests in over 300 companies. Now, about 100 housing projects that include low-income housing units are among his business interests. And they have received subsidies from the federal government, which the subsidies cover the difference between what the tenant pays and what the property rent is would actually be. Mm-hmm. So according to the financial reports that she has filed, his take from these housing projects, and this also includes the non-subsidized units, is no more than $2.6 million.
Okay, so that sounds like if that were fact-checked, you know, by one of the national groups, that would be a lot of pants on fire for Congressman
Akin.
Correct,
and most of the fact-checks here have done that.
So fact-checkers say it's essentially not true what he's saying, that Claire McCaskill gave $39 million to her home business, her husband's business. Not true. What about her charge? Here she is going after Akin on equal pay for women.
He supports the boss being able to decide whether or not you get paid less just because you're a woman. And if you look at Congressman Akin's office, in fact, he is the boss that does that. His women's staff make 23.4% less than the men in his office.
Joe Manis, is that true?
Well, what McCaskill is basing that on is they took the pay of his staff for the entire 12 years and averaged what the women were paid and what the men were paid. Male staffers made about $3,000 more a quarter than the female staffers. Now, his district director, Steve Taylor, who I talked to after the debate, contended that he couldn't speak for the whole 12 years, but he said if you look at the last quarter, it's actually totally different, that female staffers were paid an average of $3,100 more per quarter than the male staffers.
Well, where does Akin stand on legislation, though? Where does he stand on the Lilly Ledbetter bill?
Well, he has said that he does oppose the Lilly Ledbetter, and he has said that he opposes the minimum wage. And this is for men and women. He contends that is restricting the freedom of employers
And voted against the actual pay legislation, the Lilly Ledbetter Act.
Correct.
Well, Joe Manus, what do you think is going to happen here? As we said, no one brought up the comment from Aiken about rape that many thought was going to be his downfall. Now he's ahead in some of the polls. The Democratic super PAC, American Bridge 21st Century, is trying to remind people of that comment with what we thought was kind of an interesting mailer. We had not heard about this. You open it, it's like one of those greeting cards that sings. Let's listen just a little bit.
It's a legitimate rape. The female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down.
That's what Todd Aiken has to say about rape.
So this sort of talking brochure that people are getting, and yet in the polls show that Todd Aiken is ahead. Tell us a little bit about the polling there in Missouri.
There have been contrasting polls. His side is circulating a poll that shows him a few points ahead. Her side is circulating her internal numbers that give her a double-digit lead, but it should be made clear for those of us who've been following Missouri politics for a long time, that Todd Aiken, frankly, often underpolls. I mean, all you have to do is look at the poll that came out before our primary, which showed him way trailing both of the major Republican rivals, and he ended up beating them handily.
Well, not all Republicans abandoned Aiken after that rape comment. Newt Gingrich, Rick Santorum, Mike Huckabee all endorsed him after the remark. And we understand this week Congressman Aiken lashed out at the Republican leaders, you know, many of whom asked him to step down in a press release.
Yes. So he put out a news release just hours before the debate where he just hammered at some of the national Republican leaders, including Reince Priebus and Karl Rove and others, with their pictures, saying that if they don't put money in Missouri and help him out, that they'll be complicit if he loses. What his campaign is saying is while some have been saying they're now supporting him, that talk is cheap and that they want to see some independent expenditures, stuff coming in like what's coming in for Claire McCaskill on the Democratic side, and they're not seeing it. And she has a 4-to-1 advantage going into the last few weeks. She raised since July 1st close to $6 million, whereas he raised under $2 million. So he's being very frustrated about it. And yesterday he sort of acted out by putting out this release with their pictures and pretend buttons that showed him to be pro-McCaskill. So it was a Todd Aiken moment.
One of many there in Missouri. That's Joe Manus. She covers politics for the St. Louis Beacon, speaking to us about the Missouri Senate race. Republican Todd Aiken and Democratic incumbent Claire McCaskill facing off as people, you know, have an eye on the balance in the Senate, Democrat-Republican. Joe, thanks so much.
Well, thank you for asking me.
And by the way, a heads up, next week on Here and Now, Monday is the third presidential debate focusing on foreign policy, Libya, China, Afghanistan, Israel, the news post-Arab Spring, Arab world, the financial crisis in Europe. We'll look at the many issues to choose from on Monday, Here and Now.